Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, and Doctor of the Church. You made us unto yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you. Augustine's mother, St. Monica, reared him in the Catholic faith, but he did not follow her example. A lively, witty, an exuberant teenager, Augustine undertook the study of rhetoric, giving brilliant performance and showing enormous promise. He loved life and its pleasures, displayed a profound gift for friendship, experienced passionate love, adored the theater, sought fun and entertainment. One day in August, 386, disoriented and confused, weeping in a garden, he seemed to hear a voice, Tolle lege, which means pick it up and read. He considered the voice an invitation to turn to Paul's letters, a copy of which was on a nearby table, and opened them at random. The lines were decisive for him. He decided to change his life and to devote himself to God. He was baptized by Ambrose in the night between April 24th and 25, 387, and wishing to return to Africa, travels to Rome to embark from the port city, Ostia, where his mother, Monica, died before taking ship. Augustine eventually became Bishop of Hippo and left countless writings behind, in which he carried forward his lifelong project of truth-seeking through faith and reason. Today, let's remember Saint Augustine, and that no one may safely cross the sea of this world unless he be carried by the cross of Christ. And remember, heaven is our goal.